This is All Things Considered from National Public Radio. I'm Melissa Block. And we're joined from Minneapolis by Kathy Werzer of Minnesota Public Radio, who is on the scene of that bridge collapse over the Mississippi River that we've been telling you about. Kathy, tell us what you see, please, where you are.
Well, you know, I'm right across the river from a tractor trailer that is in flames. Smoke pouring from that particular fire. This was a tractor trailer that was going over the bridge at the time. Collapse. It's now on fire, continues to burn. I'm about steps away, literally, from this bridge. I'm by a, which would have been the entrance ramp, actually, to go across the bridge. And I see at least 7-8 cars that are overturned. People that were in those cars managed to get out safely, and I'm standing by a couple of them right now. Workers from a nearby metal finishing plant helped those people get out of the cars. What happened was, as you mentioned previous, that this bridge has been under construction for the past few months. It's completely obviously unclear as to what occurred to have this collapse in such a spectacular fashion. We are completely unclear as to how many people are actually in the river at this point. There are rescue crews, boats, in the river, rescue boats, and, of course, rescue crews along either side of the river from municipalities around the Twin Cities attempting to save people in the river. And at this stage of the game, it's just quite chaotic, as you might imagine, this being the height of rush hour. And we're just trying to sort out what's happening at this point.
And there are reports that cars were bumper to bumper on this bridge. Some cars, you're saying, fell into the river. Others would have tumbled off on the portions of the bridge that were on land heading over the river. Is that right?
Correct. Right. And from what I, my vantage point at this, from where I stand right now, these cars that I see, the 8-9 cars that were obviously trying to merge onto the bridge, they just buckled and collapsed, and they forcing them kind of to slide down the buckled part of the bridge onto some railroad tracks. And if you go just a few steps farther, the bridge just simply is lost. It's no longer there. I was talking to one of the workers at this metal finishing plant that helped rescue some of the motorists, and he said, you know, it sounded like a building collapse. We had no idea what was going on until we noticed the highway sign going over 35W simply disappeared, and we heard this loud crash, and that's when we realized something was definitely wrong. We ran out and attempted to help some of these people that were in the cars. So, again, rescue efforts continue. Police are, as you might expect, keeping bystanders away, so it's very hard, difficult to get information. As we're trying to talk to some of the eyewitnesses who were around, they're telling us that there's at least 30 cars that are in the Mississippi River at this point from what they can determine, from what they've seen.
30 cars that fell into the river. Have you been able to tell whether there have been any survivors that have been extricated from those cars that fell into the water?
In the river itself? No, I'm so sorry, I can't at this point. I can only tell you that I do know people were rescued from cars that, again, were just about ready to go over the river, but thankfully they obviously didn't make it over, and instead they literally slid back down over railroad tracks. Their cars were overturned and crushed, but I'm standing here looking at a number of survivors and hope to talk with them in just a few minutes.
How do they look?
They look actually surprisingly well. They're, of course, they look dazed and shocked, as you can imagine, but they look surprisingly well. And they are now being interviewed by police and some other rescue workers as well.
Okay, Kathy Werzer of Minnesota Public Radio telling us about the collapse of the I-35 West Bridge over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis in the evening rush hour this evening. Kathy, thanks very much.
You're welcome.